You've been very candid about years of therapy and so forth. So I was wondering if we might try just a little word association. The therapists like to do that. So what comes to mind when I say cats?
Time and financial loss.
Motherhood.
Same thing. Time and financial loss and daggers through your heart.
Social media.
Time and financial loss. Maybe not financial loss, but sure, time loss. Oh, my God. All these issues are great. Giant time sucks.
Airport security.
Great theater. Great theater, not a lot of reality. They say that when they test the TSA, that they have a 90, I think it's something like a 95% failure record. That's extraordinary. And the idea that we don't do anything about it, it's just sort of there. I don't know. I usually purposely carry metal because I enjoy the pat-down.
Donald Trump.
Oh, when I think of Donald Trump is a salted caramel. It's a mixture of the end of the world and some funny jokes. Like many people, I've spent the last few years trying to figure out how we got in this mess. As near as I can tell, electing Trump is to America what beaching themselves is to whales. The only difference is that we don't have another species to shove us back in the water. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like we're almost at the end of an old television show Batman episode. You know, I feel like we're tied to a table and there's a radial arm saw coming, about to slice us down the middle. We simply cannot have anybody in any form of leadership that does not believe in science. Take away every other social issue, blah, blah, blah. You have to believe in science. That's very important. You know, the seas are rising and we have to do something about it. The idea that there's someone who goes, no, they're not, and then redraws the lines of the hurricane to show that it's going to hit Alabama. We just can't have that. You know, I have a puppy and a big dog. And the puppy is actually the same size as the big dog now, but she is still a puppy. She's 8 months. And anyways, an audience member sent me a dog toy that is a stuffed Trump doll with a big squeaker in it. And my puppy Mo enjoys the heck out of that Trump doll, but she's destroyed it. There's like stuffing in 1 foot now of it, I think. And everything else has been torn apart, but she likes even just the cloth. She still drags the cloth around. And this morning when I woke up, there was like part of the Trump doll was laying beside me in bed. You know, it was a little frightening for a second. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Melania has that every morning. It was the first time I really sympathized with her in any way. She's a gold digger, and she got what she deserves.
What do you think of this whole fake news concept that's been going on?
I think it's one of the symptoms of a society falling into the hands of authoritarian regime when they discredit the press. That's one of the things that they do. They discredit the press. You know, they take over, they undermine the military. They load up the judicial system in such a way that it doesn't serve the people, it serves them. And guess what? We have all three of those symptoms going on right now. So we got work to do. And it can be positive work. I went to hear Rachel Maddow talk last night. She said this great thing. She said, you know, basically the framers who made the Constitution, they were amazingly prescient in many ways. But they didn't see, there are ways that it's not protecting us right now. They found ways to undermine it. And so we will have before us the challenge of strengthening the Constitution at some point. And she said this great thing. She said, you know, we need to make the country that we mean to have. So in a way, you could view it as an opportunity. I wish none of this was true and it was just a story that I was reading, because it's a fascinating story. You know, the problem is it is true and it will have ramifications.